Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. Welcome again, and this week we want to take a look at the mindset of persons who chase after everything. And our core scripture remains, as always, Ecclesiastes 6 verse 9, and it says, "It is better to look at what is in front of you than to go looking for what you want. Even this is pointless. It is like trying to catch the wind." So last week we spent a bit of time talking about what actually happens when you chase after things. You throw off God's authority, meaning that you take everything into your control, refuse to be subjected to anything, and you give yourself to everything like a prostitute. Like, that's the reality. Now we want to spend some time talking about the mindset. So there's three mindsets that you want to pay attention to. One is competing with others. Never satisfied, never have enough. So according to Ecclesiastes 4 verse 4 says, "Then I saw that all hard work and skillful effort comes from rivalry. Even this is pointless. It is like trying to catch the wind." So have you ever asked yourself the question, who are you competing with and why? There's this talk that if you're applying for a job, you're competing with several other candidates who are skillful or even more skillful than you are. But the choice is that the best person with the best fit always wins. And sometimes we operate as if, say, it's a win-lose situation when it comes down to life. But the reality is that there are some things that you are good at doing. There are some things that other persons are good at doing. But when you come together, we can work to build something even greater. But here's the idea now. We work hard and we do something very skillful. But the reality is that, are we competing with somebody else? So if you drive a Honda Civic, for example, are you trying to compete with somebody who drives a BMW? Or if you work as a software engineer, are you competing with somebody who is a business owner or owner of a software company? And do you see your situation as a loss and the other person's situation as a win? So you're trying to outdo them for whatever reason. This is something really, it's a simple thought, but it's something to think about. Like, do you see others as your rival? So as Solomon is explaining that, skillful and hard work and effort comes from rivalry. So if you think about in terms of the general thought, in terms of competing with somebody else, are you working hard in competition with your neighbor, your wife, your children, somebody at your church, your co-workers? Who are you competing with? Are you trying to outdo them, and why? And if you can't find a reason, that means you're trying to do something that is very unrealistic. And it's important to think about these things, because the social media era demonstrates that you must be traveling, taking vacation, being on the beach every weekend, working remotely, ensuring that you have the latest tech and stuff, and all of these things is trying to get you to be a consumer, to buy more stuff and not be satisfied with, say, I have enough and I can do what I want with what I have, as opposed to trying to get the next or the latest thing, and you may not need it. So that's a question to really ask yourself. Are you competing with somebody? Do you see your coworkers as rivals or as coworkers? And that's a thing. Jeremiah also mentioned a thought as to never being satisfied. So if you think about the competition, being in competition with somebody, are you never satisfied, which fuels your actions? If we go back to the idea earlier about somebody driving a BMW and you driving a Honda, and you're competing with the person driving the BMW, and your goal is to get a BMW like that person or the latest one so that you can outdo them. But have you ever stopped to check and to ask yourself the question, what does it take to maintain such a vehicle? And do you have the finances can maintain that? Or is it just that you will get one at any means necessary? So these are some things I need to think about. And the whole concept now that you have never sat down and said that this is enough. Like, at what point in time do you stop and realize now that you need to just stop and just listen. This is where I'm at. I'm comfortable with this, and I'm going to build on this as opposed to compete with somebody. So is the rivalry helping you to get where you want to go? And are you satisfied competing? Or do you want to chart your own lane? Those are some things you need to think about. So there are two things Solomon explains that people chase after. One is possessions, and the other is achievement. And this is what he says. But when I turn to look at all that I have accomplished and all the hard work I put into it, I saw that all was pointless. It was like trying to catch the wind. I gained nothing from any of my accomplishments under the sun. So here it is, the richest man who ever lived, the wisest man who ever lived, accomplished a lot, but says that his accomplishments was nothing. So there's two things, possessions and achievements. So if you ask yourself the question, you're chasing after possessions, whether it be a bigger car, bigger house, more clothes, more money. Solomon realized at the end of his life that even though he had accomplished a lot, it meant nothing to him. So you really need to start asking yourself the question, are you competing with somebody? Are you satisfied? And at what point would you say that enough is enough? Something to think about as you go through your week this week. And as always, I'm Andre Palmer. God bless and one love.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend.